This is The Late Bloomer, written by Genevieve Mott, read for you by Rachel Pierce. Introduction, The Long Way Around. A woman I'll call Margaret sat across from me in a coffee shop in Pittsburgh in the fall of 2019. She was 53. She had just sold her first novel. The advance was modest, the publisher was respectable, and the book would come out the following spring to mostly kind reviews, and the sort of quiet sales that mean nobody loses money but nobody buys a beach house either. Margaret didn't care about the beach house. She cared about the sentence on the cover that said her name above the title. She had been working toward that sentence in one way or another since she was 19. When I asked her how it felt, she didn't say what I expected. She didn't say triumphant. She didn't say vindicated. She took a long sip of coffee, looked out the window at the slush on Forbes Avenue, and said, "It feels like I finally caught up to myself. I have thought about that sentence for 6 years. I am still thinking about it. I am 58 now. I started writing in my early 40s after 15 years as a working journalist who mostly wrote what other people asked me to write. Before that, I was a paralegal. Before that, I was a college dropout who waited tables in 3 different states and could not have told you at 23 or 28 or 35, what I was actually doing with my life? The honest answer, looking back, is that I was preparing. I just didn't know it. This is a book about people who got there late. By late, I don't mean failed and recovered, though some of these stories involve both. I mean people whose real work, real love, real money, real fitness, real understanding showed up after the age at which the dominant culture had quietly stopped expecting anything of them. The novelist who didn't publish until 53, the father who didn't become a father until 47, the marathoner who didn't break 4 hours until she was 61, the man who started a small manufacturing business at 58 with money he'd saved by driving an unfashionable car for 20 years. The Wunderkind narrative is the dominant frame in American life. It has been for at least a century, and the internet made it worse. We have all internalized, somewhere below the level of language, the idea that if a thing was going to happen for us, it would have already happened. The 30 under 30 list, the genius founder in a hoodie, the teenage chess prodigy, the startup that hit $1 billion before its founders were old enough to rent a car without a surcharge. These images do not just decorate the culture, they organize how we feel about our own lives. The trouble is that they describe a very narrow and statistically unusual band of human achievement. Real life, the kind most people actually live and most accomplishment actually inhabits, moves on a different clock. Skill compounds slowly. Networks compound slowly. Judgment compounds slowly. Capital, both financial and reputational, compounds slowly. Most of what looks like overnight success on a magazine cover is the visible tip of a 15 or 20 or 30-year tale of unglamorous practice. I am going to argue, across the next 22 chapters, that the late bloomer is not a consolation category. The late bloomer is, for many domains of human achievement, the typical case dressed up in apologetic language. We just don't tell the story that way because the story doesn't sell as well. I want to be careful here, because there's a particular kind of self-help book that takes a real phenomenon and inflates it into a slogan. The slogan version of this book would be, "It's never too late. I am not writing that book." There are things for which it is, in fact, too late. You will not pitch in the major leagues at 53. You will probably not become a world-class concert violinist starting from scratch at 40. Some doors close, and pretending they haven't closed is its own kind of cruelty. But the doors that matter to most people, the door to meaningful work, the door to deep love, the door to financial stability, the door to physical strength, the door to creative output someone might actually read or look at or use, those doors are almost always still open. They are usually open much later than the culture suggests, and the people who walk through them in their 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s are not exceptions. They are, in aggregate, the rule. This book is organized around 22 arenas where the late bloomer pattern shows up clearly. Some are obvious. Career, creative work, entrepreneurship, parenting. Some are less obvious. Friendship, mentorship. The rest you didn't take.